Rebecca.
And I'm Krabeshni.
And welcome to Building with Builders.
Our podcast where we believe that building is fun.
Super fun.
So much fun.
Build Her Collective was created to help women with building and renovating. And we believe that with the right tools, everyone can build. For us, it's all about encouraging women to take back control of the building process and really achieve their dreams.
We are women in the building industry, and as developers, builders, and project managers, it's our passion to share everything we know with other women doing the same. And that's why we've created this podcast for you.
So if you love all things building,
you're into design,
keen on the numbers,
about to renovate,
thinking and dreaming of that forever home and what it would look like,
or even developing for profit,
then you've found your family.
Subscribe to our podcast and follow our journey over at buildhercollective.com.au.
Lovely Builders, today we are talking about something which is amazing, it's so much fun, we love maintenance.
Mom, mom, mom.
Don't we, Krabeshni? Always about the maintenance. I wouldn't know, I don't live in a house long enough. No, that's not true. I do. One thing that comes up for us a lot is that people expect a house to be finished and then it to be this static thing that they never have to touch again, and it's kind of an unrealistic expectation, really. A lot of houses have really a lifestyle and a maintenance program to keep them looking really good. And you'll notice that some houses, you know, 40, 50 years after they've been built are in this pristine condition, and other houses look like, you know, they need to be torn down. And what is the difference? So today we're going to go through 10 things that you probably need to do yearly or to have a think about to just keep your house in kind of pristine condition. Most of us spent a whole heap of money on our houses and, you know, we'd love them to perform without having to do anything to them. But here's 10 things you can do super quickly. They won't cost you too much time or energy. And, you know, if you put them on a list of awesomeness instead of a list to do, then you could have some fun with it as well. Krabeshni, do you want to get us going?
Yeah, I could. Don't forget that, you know, your house it's got its own little ecosystem. So, you know, everything is exposed to the weather, everything is exposed to the humidity, the sun, and all that stuff, just like it is on our own bodies, can cause damage. So maintenance is important to do. If it's like me, I do it when I absolutely have to. So first things off, the bat, just like you would yourself, give yourself a wash your house. So, you know, get the pressure washer out, maybe every once a year, it could be every 6 months, but it makes a big difference when you use a pressure washer to pressure wash your paths, your fences, the windows. Be careful with really old windows though, if you're using a pressure washer on them, because they can tend to leak or get in underneath them. And I've got some pretty old windows here at my house and they don't like the pressure washer. But it's also a great time to sweep away the cobwebs and get rid of those insects and dust and really give the house a good clean. Now, that's externally. I mean, obviously, in spring, you're doing a spring clean. I want to get back into that habit. I really do. And don't forget to clean the gutters. For us here at our house, we lose a ridiculous amount of trees, actually, every year. Leaves every year. And it makes a big difference when we clean out the gutters before that's about to happen, and then also after. So we actually do that sort of twice a year when we can, because one of the things that the leaves does do when they're clogged up the gutters is it can introduce or allow water to get into your home and to start creating leaks internally. So stay on top of that if you've got a lot of trees around.
Yeah, it's a capillary action. So if you fill your gutter up to the top, it means that the water sits kind of at kind of the flashing level or the overhang, and then it can get in through your insulation and find its way into random and weird places. So
finds its way everywhere.
Make sure you stay on top of that. After you pressure wash your house, you know, you could do a bit of a touch up or a repaint of areas. Try not to blow out the mortar between bricks. but certainly houses need touching up, and you know, you need to repaint them every 5, 10 years to keep them looking pristine. If it's 5 years, it might just be one coat of paint to keep it sparkling and brand new. If it's 10 years, you might need to do full thing. Look, to be honest, I'm a big fan of painting things, or half painting things, as my partner would say. I've got lots of half painted projects around the house, but I think it's a really great way to freshen things up. So paint a garage door green. I just did. Why not? Or, you know, touch up the paintwork, maybe do the front fence. All of these things need doing semi-frequently. They don't actually take a lot of time if you get stuck into them. Certainly everyone's got something that needs touching up inside the house, I think.
Absolutely. And it makes such a big difference, you're right. Tighten up handles and screws that have come loose. I actually got one in the kitchen I need to do. This could be a really quick job if you're just looking to tick something off the list, but maybe going around and tightening up all your handles. You could also change over or freshen up some of your handles if you wanted to. So you can buy really cute individual handles on platforms like Etsy, or you might just give your cabinetry a refresh by giving them a new spice of life with a new handle.
Next one would be cleaning carpets. You know, carpets are a breeding ground of yucky stuff and they get dust and stuff caught in them all the time. So a freshen up of your fabrics, like your curtains if they're really old, carpets, couches, mattresses. I don't know, someone once told me you need to steam clean or dry clean your mattress and you can get a whole heap of stuff out of it. But, you know, like clean, doing that really deep clean can be super helpful and really, you know, help all areas sparkle.
I do like to do the old baking soda trick every now and again on rugs. Do you do that one?
No, I use a carpet cleaner.
I use a bit of baking soda and like you put it on your carpets and you leave it on for an hour and it helps to pull the smells out of the carpet and kind of deodorizes and then you vacuum it off.
Yeah, I probably use really fancy baking soda that's put in a pretty package and sold as like specific carpet cleaner.
Okay, another area you might like to look at is your timber floors and tiles. So now is a great time to have a check of your timber floors. Are there any issues that you need to be addressed? Have you got any warping, any movement? Do they need to be sanded back and maybe recoated, so cut and polish? Or are they wearing in particular areas and they're just looking a little bit tired? Now, food for thought when you're thinking about your flooring is one thing that you need to be mindful of is that obviously everything has to be cleared out of the house to be able to do that. So you might do it. You might decide you want to hit it in one go. You might decide you want to get a professional in. You might decide that you like to do it yourself and you might stage it. You can certainly hire a whole round of equipment to help you sand your floors. It's definitely a bigger job than I would probably personally tackle. And I had a guy come through here and do the floors while we were on holiday for a few days. And just that gearing up. So, you know, getting ready to go on holidays and then also remembering you have to unpack your whole house. But it was worth it because when I came back home, the floors were done and it was just a really simple matter of moving everything back in. And it felt like $100, not really $1 million, but it felt worth it.
You know, all of our floors and areas need maintenance over time. They get a pretty heavy load of traffic gone through. Like I've got tiles and we'll get a professional cleaner in once every year. And it is a bit of effort moving everything out, but it sparkles afterwards and I just love it. And it's only when you move out the mats that you realize how bad the other areas are, because you can either see the fading or you can see the grime, I guess. I know, how am I going to phrase that so it doesn't sound gross? Okay, so tiles, bathrooms have a lot of tiles in them. Grout and caulking are one of the most common areas that cause leaks and issues. So have a check that all your seals and your grouts are in good condition. It's just going to save you a lot of time and hassle later. So what you're looking for is pit holes or cracks or areas where it's just come loose or it's come out. And then if the caulking is removed or broken, then your seal into the waterproofing is broken. So you just want to have a look at that. If it's heavily stained or there's any issues with it, you can get someone to come in and dig it out and replace it, or you can just do it yourself, cut it out and re-cork, and that type of job can really save you well into the future.
So pleasing as well.
Not a super like sexy one, but one that'll really help long term.
This one's a very practical one. So check your smoke detectors and replace batteries. You know, in different types of buildings, you have to do that regularly, or you might be mandated to do it. at home, you can definitely check your smoke detectors and replace your batteries regularly. Make sure they're working and do a little test as well.
I think you meant to do it when daylight savings happens, but if you didn't do it then, do it now. Even like our smoke detectors, because we live in a newer house, is hardwired, but they still have batteries for their backup. And so that needs to be done. Mine are working quite well because, yeah, I tried to burn down the kitchen frequently and it's sensitive enough that it's gone off.
I just remembered ours is actually disconnected in our bedroom.
Yeah, reconnect that. Give your windows and doors a little bit of love. You know, have a think about your door tracks and areas. So often this will be in, say, a sliding door or opening doors. You get a whole heap of kind of buildup of dirt and grime over that area. And in some of those weep holes, they can get clogged. So grab your vacuum out, really clean it deeply. If you've got anything that's squeaking or difficult to open, they can be adjusted. Timber doors might need a bit of a plane or they're sticking. Sometimes the locks don't catch. The hardware needs tightening. So go through all of that. Fly screens need cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Very satisfying job. Sometimes they need replacing. It's not very hard to do. Or you might have a crack in a door or a window that, you know, you haven't got to. I know I've got a pane of glass that I need to replace that I just haven't got round to because it's an annoying little task to add to my list.
Rory was helping me clean one day and our front door glass with little broom and it cracked. Old glass. So the next one you can do is reseal your deck or outside tiles. So this is a great one. We recently just restained our deck at home. We used Dexpress from Hames to give it a bit more of a deeper look and a new colour and a bit of a refresh. So that was exciting. But you can definitely tackle this for yourself at home. It only took a few days and ensuring you do the prep right, it's an instant. It's like cleaning out the windows. It's like an instant refresh and it gives it a great look, but it's also great for longevity and keeping your deck going for the long haul.
Okay, and our list of awesomeness isn't going to go on forever, so we're going to give you one final little one to kick off, and it's basically sparing a little bit of thought to your garden. Does it need mulching, refreshing? Does your watering system need adjusting? Do you need to put one in? What are you going to do over these summer months where it gets pretty hot and heavy? Have you got a shade cloth that needs a good pressure clean or hose or replacing? Have you got an area that could just do with some love? I think most gardens will need a tidy up every 1 or 2 months. You know, this is probably more of an opportunity to give it a little bit more love. It's probably an area that I specifically really enjoy. There's nothing. Okay, so I bought this pretty cool machine. It's not like your pressure washer. It's like your pressure washer, but it's basically a rotor.
Oh, wow.
And so it's like, yeah, you press on it and it's got like this brush that spins around and so you can add water. And I cannot tell you how much I enjoy cleaning my outside tiles.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It's so good. It's like my favorite thing ever.
Did you just go outside to clean the tiles?
Yeah, do you know, we clean our tiles all the time. But that's because we've got building works going on and dogs and stuff like that. And, you know, like to keep it looking good and sparkling and clean, we do need to do that. We also cut the plants back over the where they grow over the paths, and we make sure that the drainage is unclogged and we, you know, that things are connected. Like that's, we obviously love that area of the house, but it does require maintenance. And if you do it properly, it's amazing how much just thinking about that and preparing it will add value to your home.
That's actually a fantastic one, cutting the plants back. You know, at my house, I had this ivy, which wasn't growing the way I wanted it to grow, and we had to cut it back to paint the fence. But I've noticed this spring, it's all come back, and it's coming back way better, but it's coming back the way I wanted it to grow in the first place, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like giving them a bit of food can help as well. You probably don't want to cut them back in summer, so just something to think about. Don't give them a hard cut back in summer. You really want to do that at the end of the flowering season. They've got a lot of stress on them with heat. But yeah, certainly time that into your program and maybe give them a mulch and some protection from the summer sun.
take care of your plant babies. Okay. Well, does that bring us to the end of our summer list of awesomeness?
Yes, it does. That's it. There isn't any more. So go forth, be awesome.
Live
See
life.
You next week.
Thanks for listening to Building with Build Her. We'd love for you to spread the word. For show notes, links and downloads and other awesome resources and freebies, head to buildhercollective.com.au. Don't forget, that's Build Her with an H-E-R.
And if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to both of us if you could take a minute or two to leave a review.
And don't forget to subscribe so you can listen next time as we talk all things building and women making their mark in the building industry.